And we are on the Amud, three lines into the Amud. Gemara brings a Pasuk. Vayaba, a couple of Agaritas now, to end of the Perek. So Vayaba Yomahu, the first Pasuk here comes from Zechariah. Vayaba Yom on that day, lo ye'or ye'karot ve'kipa'on. Won't be the lo ye'or ye'karot, what that means, won't be expensive, it'll be frozen. So Rashi says over here, ye'karot ve'kipa'on. He says, Aidi the Ayri B'Yerushalayim, since we were speaking about Yerushalayim in the previous sugya, about taking meat, B'Yetziyat Sha'rea, when you were leaving the gates of Jerusalem, you had some kochim with you in your pocket. Diktani V'chein Mishatzem Yerushalayim, you quote our Mishnah. Right? Patach Baha Parshate, that's what the Gemara starts with the sugya. Yeah? Debina Lemeimar Kaman Shekhlish Baruch Hu Losif Al Yerushalayim. Later on, Hashem is going to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, what will be on Yerushalayim. So that's a little bit of introduction of here. The pasuk says, "Vayamahu lo ye or yekarot bekibon." My yekarot bekibon doesn't mean expensive or yekarot, yakar, and keep on. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, ze or, this is the light. She yakar b'olam haze, v'kafui l'olam haba. So look at Rashi, the last wide lines of Rashi there. He says, "Or she yakar b'olam haze, keshe chama meira b'gvurata, v'ra gadol, when the sun shining, all its strength, and the light is strong." Oto or chashuv is important v'yakar shela. I don't exactly know what that means. Avir, yeah, this oto or chashuv v'yakar shela yehe kafui v'kal lababa. So it seems amazing and important and valuable to us in this world will be kafui and light in lababa. And Rashi says, what does it mean kafui? Kol davar kal, anything that's light or cheap. Simple, kari kafui. Right? Why is it called kafui? From frozen. Tzafa lamayim floats on the water. V'yetzafa barzel metagimina v'kafa prizala. He says v'yetzafa barzel. V'kafa kafa in Aramaic is tzaf, floats. Right. So therefore, it's frozen. It floats. Now that is, I see my father isn't on the shiur. My father always tells me when he was young, it was like one of their proofs that Hashem created the world. Because ice floats on water. If you think about it, ice should actually sink. And if ice would sink into the water, then the whole world would be frozen over. Because then all the ice would fall in and it would become frozen and freeze up more and more. The fact that ice floats, is a miracle of nature. And therefore, it actually becomes lighter and it floats on the top. I don't know. It just sounded like something I should say. I don't exactly know why. But anyhow, that is... That is the idea over here, that what seems expensive and valuable to us now become light and simple in the world to come. Yochanan Amar, that's the first answer. Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu Negaim Vo'alot. Says, these are Negaim and O'alot. What does it mean, Negaim and O'alot? She Yekarin Hem B'lam Hazeh V'Kvinen B'lam Haba. I don't know, there's no Rashi on this over here. But I think what it means is we said the Negaim and O'alot is like a very complicated subject. We always see often the Gemara says, one of the Tanaim will say to Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing in Agaritas? Go to Negaim and O'alot, that's where you are. And it may be very complicated and relevant in this world and not really relevant in the world to come. Rabbi Shur ben Levi Amar, Elu ben Adam. Those are your people. Shia Karin Ham Ramazeh, the Queen of Abba. In other words, in this world, a bit humbling. Rashiya ben Adam, Shia Karim, Ashirim Chashuvim. The rich and important ones, v'enan tovim namakom, but they aren't important as far as Hashem is concerned. Therefore, in the world to come, they are not as important as they seem when they're down here in this world. Kiyad Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There's a famous story. We learned this with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's son, Rabbi Yosef. At chalash vid nagid, he was sick. He felt wasn't feeling well. Vid nagid, Rashi says, gava the parcharuvo actually died. He was clinically dead, probably what we'd say today. Right, and then he came back to life. Kihadar, when he came back to life, Amar Le'avu, his father said to him, Rabbi Shimon Le'avu said to him, Numai Chazit, what did you see then, Abba? When you died for those few moments that you were dead, what did you see? So Amar Le'avu, Olam Afuch Ra'iti, I saw a world upside down. Right, Elyonim Lamata V'Tachtonim Lamala, look at Rashi, Elyonim, Otan Shayu Kan Chashuvim Ra'iti Kalim, those who here, I thought were so important, there were nothings. And yeah, other way around. Samalo Bani, Olam Baru Ra'ita, says to him, my son, you saw the correct, a logical world, it made sense. Ba'anan, he said to him, what about us? Rashi says, Ya'anan, Talmidei Chachamim, Hechi Etanin Hatam. How did you see the Talmidei Chachamim day in the world to come? So he says, Ki Hechi De'itu Anan. Hacha. Hechi Etanin Hatam. Just like we are here, so we are there. But Chachamim, Talmidei Chachamim didn't change. It was the average person, but Talmid Chochem, important district, they were here, so they were there. Okay, Meshamati Shayu Omrim, and he said, I heard behind the pargod, whoever it was, I heard him saying, Ashrei mi sheba lecham v'talmudo biyado. Happy is the one who comes here and talmudo biyado. I saw a parish the other day, by the way, it was a reference, I'm not sure it was, to this Gemara a couple of daf ago, and the question was asked, why does it say talmudo biyado? Why not talmudo b'rosho? Why does it say happy is the one who comes here with his talmud, his learnings in his head, why in his hands? And the answer was a Talmud, Gadola Talmud, a Mavidi de Mase. That idea of learning is able to do things. The Chokhmah of knowing is not so important, right? It's nice to know things. We say knowledge is not power, but it's not really power. Knowledge is only the potential for power. That's how you use the knowledge that's what's important. That's what he says over here. Talmud obi ador. And then the Talmud, in other words, you could see that their knowledge had been put into practice, right? Vishamati Shayu Omrim. And I heard them say, Arugay Malchot, Adam Yachol Amod Michatan. That those who are killed by the king, right, no one can stand in their way. That's the look at Rashi there. No, sorry, the Rashi, right? Harugay Malchot, right, killed by the king. So he says, what do you mean, Manin? Who are these Harugay Malchot? He says, Ilam Rabbi Akiva V'chaber Rabbi, talking about like the Aseret, you know, the 10 martyrs. So I don't know, or that sort of like, Mishum Harugay Malchot, the two law, but only because they were killed, not because of their gadlut. Look at Rashi. Harugay Malchot Lo, Lo Aita Behen Ma'ala Acheret, they had no other attributes, Yachshavu Aleha Ela Zol Bilvad, only this. Ela Harugay Lod, he says, no, not Harugay Malchot, I meant Harugay Lod. Now what is Harugay Lod? I saw in Shtalat this morning, he brings two different versions of what Harugay Lod were. Not exactly clear who Harugay Lod were. Rashi's version over here is, Shnei Achim Ayu Shemashu Atzmal Yisrael, there were two people who were Moser Nefesh, the king's daughter got killed, or the Caesar's daughter got killed. They were accusing the Jews, there was going to be a big pogrom. And these two guys came forward as tzaddikim, they said it was us, and therefore they saved the rest of the Jews. Okay, so that's the end of that story over there. I just wanted to point out, which I think I did on Friday, we basically passed a year. The first year, I think the 5th of January, so we started last year, so we've gone already over a year since this new cycle of Daf Yomi. I thought it was worth mentioning. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's quite an achievement. Everybody stuck it out. Now, Bayomahu Yah, next pasuk, we're going to another pasuk over here. Bayomahu Yeye al Metzilot Asus, Kodesh Lashem. Whatever this means, Kodesh Lashem, Bayah Hasirot Bebet Hashem. And the boats will be like the fountains before the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, yeah, my Metzilot Asus. What does it mean, Metzilot Asus? So Rashi ben Levi, Atelok Shbaruch Hu Losif Al Yishlaim. This is Rashi mentioned, this is why we brought all these Agalitas. It was because we spoke in the previous Mishnah about leaving Yerushalayim and having meat and getting up to Tzofim, etc. So in eventually Hashem is going to broaden the borders of Yerushalayim. So I think this is this pasuk over here. Atirak Shbaruch Hu Losif Al Yerushalayim Ir Ad Sheasus Ratzu Metzil. As far as the horse can go. Look at Rashi. Ad Sha'ar, Rashi says. Kishiur Merutzat Asus Ad Chatzi Ayom. Half of the day. Lashon Metzil She Tzelo Tachta. What does it mean Metzil? While his shadow is underneath him. It was at noon. Right? There's no shadow. We know that, right? In principle. We discussed it a few times. In the morning, you meant the sunrise in the east, so the shadow pours to the west. In the afternoon, the sun's in the west, so the shadow's in the east. At noon, like between 12 and 2, there's meant to be a sun immediately above you. Isn't really a shadow on either side of you. The shadow's underneath you. That's what he means over here. Ad shasus ratzu matzil. Matzil over here means, Rashi says, that it will cause a shadow above him. Betzel ha'adam, betzel ha'behemah, notel etzidok ha'sheikham ha'mizrach, tzel ha'adam ha'marav. At the mid-noon, at the noon point, Chama omedet be'emtza, rakia b'rosho, kol adam stands at the top of a person, the horse shadows beneath him. And Rashi mentions that he gives a credit to who he heard it from, beperush Rabbi Machir Zatzal Matzati. So I heard it from Rabbi Machir. That's where he heard this parasha. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Kol Metzilot Shetolin Nesus Ben Enav, Yeh Kodesh Lashem. It's something a little bit different. It says, Kol Met Klomar, Shetolin Sus Lanoi Ulekashkesh, Lashod Mitzaltaim. He says, anything that you would decorate the horse with will become Kodesh. Look at Rashi. Shignadvu Yisrael Nidvotehen Amikdash. Everything will be donated to the Amikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Biza, Shepozin Yisrael Ad Sha'a Shasus Rats Umetzil Yeh Kodesh Lashem. Anything that you would, during that time when Am Yisrael are plundering their enemies, and whatever they will take, in the amount of time it will take for a sus to run, they will give Kodesh to Hashem. Rashi says, Yamin Anochim, the Goyim, the Yom Echad, Ad Chatzot. Whatever they're plundering from morning until noon, you Kodesh Lashem, Shi, Shibuyam, Nirabal, Mikdash. So you've got three opinions over here what this means, Metzilot Asus. Right? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, I'm going to enlarge the borders. But as it says, he's going to, anything you decorate the horse with, and Rabbi Yochanan, who's talking about plundering. So he says, Bishlom Leman Damar Kol Biza Shebazu Yisrael. I understand Rabbi Yochanan's word, Hainu Dichtiv Aya Hasirub Ver Hashem Kemishrakim Yibnei HaMizbeach. Because yeah, he said, look at Rashi, Hasirot Kemishrakim, Af Hasirot, you shall Kesev Hashem, even the boats will be of silver and Kesev. Shetehesham bizar Rabbal Hedesh, they'll give a fortune to the Baramidash. Laman Dam Rabbi Henechtat, the other two examples that we saw there of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Levi, right? My Havayas Rabbi Hashem, what does it mean here when the Pasuk says that the boats or these fountains, these springs, they will be in Ber Hashem? Mil Tachritakav, so let's talk about something else. The Mit'atra Yisrael, we shall become very rich, Umidnad Ve'u Mighty, and they will then bring all their stuff to the Baramidash. That's what it's talking about. So it's the Bishlam Leman Amar Biza. Again, we understand Rabbi Yochanan's word of Biza. They won't. Rashi says, what does it mean, Kena'ani? Lo yu tzuchin gizbarin lasot zchora benichse ha'ekdesh. Lefi sheyesh sham osher gadol min ha'biza. We won't need Kena'anim. In other words, we won't need goyim to come and trade with us. Right? Because they'll be so rich. But according to the other two opinions of expanding the borders and plundering, etc., what does it mean? Lo ye knani, we need a knani. Rabbi Yirmiyah ain kan ani. He says knani means lo ye kan ani. Knani kan ani. That's what it means. We don't have anybody poor here. He says nuva knani mirandi ikrig chtag. And the Gemara asks a question. Okay, so the assumption of the Gemara was, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there was a knani. A knani is a trader, a tigger, a merchant. So the Gemara says, where do we know that a Kanani is a merchant? So Dichtiv quotes here from Yehuda. Vayar Sham Yehuda Bat Ish Kanani. Right, that Yehuda saw a girl there who was a daughter of a Kanani, Ma Kanani. Ilam a Kanani Mamash. He was a Kanani Mamash, that actually a daughter of a Kanani, that he married a daughter of a Kanani. If Shar Barham is here, Yitzchak. By Yitzchak visited Yaakov, Yehuda, Azil, Venasi, and end up marrying one. Look at Rashi Avia. Avram visited Yaakov. She's beard Eliezer, Lotikach Ishari Beni, Bimbenota Kanani. Don't take my son a daughter from Kanani. Yitzchak said to Yaakov the same thing, Lotikach Ishari, not Kanani. So therefore, Kanani can't be a Kanani as a regular Kanani, a Canaanite. Ella Amra Bishuman Lakish, Bat Gavra Tigra, it was a daughter of a merchant. Dichtiv Kanan biyadom as Nemerima. Right, he says over here, basically he brings a pasuk. Right, a pasuk over here is a pasuk from Hosea. Kanan biyadom was Nemerima. So Kanan, this trader biyadom was Nemerima. He's got scales of false scales. Right, la'eshek kahev. Basically, he's going to go steal from everybody. Right, these scales aren't right. That's the whole issue of having weights. Right, the weights have to always be correct in your house. Out your house, doesn't matter. That's proof there. There was a Kanani. Another answer could be he has another proof. Another pasuk over here, which comes from Yeshaya. Mi'ed zot al tzor amatira asher socharea Sarim Kenaaneha Nichbade Aretz. Socharea Sarim Kenaaneha. So the merchants are like the traders. Okay. Next pasuk, Vayashu Namelecha Kol Aretz, Vayom Elchamet Shmuel Chad. We also have this pasuk all the time. Right? In Zechariah, Vayashu Namelecha Kol Aretz, Vayom Elchamet Shmuel Chad. We said it in the Valenu. So we said like at least three times a day, everybody says this pasuk. What does it mean? The Gemara says like this. Because it says, Vaya Hashem na melech ha'aretz, Hashem will be the king of the world. And on that day, he will be one, and his name will be one. It was Ato Eden La Bechadu, and until now he's not. Today he's not one. Only that day will become one. So Rabbi Yechiel bar Abichanan, lo. Ke'olam hazeh ha'olam haba. This world and that, the world to come, are not the same. Ha'olam hazeh al besrot tovot omer baruch atov ha'meitiv. On good news we say atov ha'meitiv, and on bad news besrot ra'ot omer baruch atov ha'meitiv. Olam haba, in the future, in the world to come, kulo hatov v'hameitiv. Everything is good. Good Rashi. Kulo hatov v'hameitiv. She'ein sham besar, only good news. So what does it mean, shmo echad, ma echad? So that's what we understand, where we write, ato eidna lav shmo echad, it's not his name, not one. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, lo. Lo kulam hazeh, lakam haba. Ha'olam hazeh nichtab b'yud hei, v'nikra b'alef dalet. It says, in this world, Hashem's name is written with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we read it Adonai. Olam haba kulo echad, nikra b'yudai v'nichtab b'yudai. Okay, I'm still not sure what he means. Savar Rava le'midrashed b'pirka. Rava wanted to go and teach this whole story. Amaleahu Saba. Rabbi said no. Le'olam ketiv. It says le'olam v'yomehu yash menecha kura. V'yomeh od Elohim el Moshe kot tomar b'nei Yisrael Hashem lo kev lechem b'nei Abraham b'nei Yitzchak b'nei Yaakov shlachani elechem ze shmi le'olam. My name, Le'olam, and Le'olam is written out of Vav. He says, Sama Le'olam Ketiv. Look at Rashi, yeah? Le'olam Ketiv, Zesh Milolam, Chaser Vav, Lashon Ha'alama. Meantime, I'm telling you, when you want to discuss Hashem, it's missing something. Ravina Rami Ketiv, Zesh Milolam, Zesh Zichir Dor Vador. What's going on? I'm like, Mosh Baruch, Lo Kshan Yichtab Ani Nikra, Yichtab Ani. Sorry, that's why he stopped him, right? So basically, Rabbi wants to go, give a drosh and all of this. He says the very last line, Rabbi Hanan, I'm sorry, he says, Rabbi Sava, Le'midrash Pirka, Ule Galuto, and to explain this whole thing about Hashem's name. And then the Sava said to him, no, be careful. Shmi Le'olam, it says with regards to my name, Le'olam is Ne'elam, is hidden. It's not written Olam world, it's hidden, hidden. And that's why he never did it. And then we got another, said, Vezezich, Amrak, Baruch, Lokshani, Nichtav, Ani, Nikra, Nichtav, Ani, Be'yud, Kei, V'nikra, Ani, Ba'alev Dalad. So basically, we see over there, look at Rashi over here. Lo Shani Gichtav, Shnei Shemot Limdu Sham, Aktiva, Veshem Akriya. They're different altogether. So in this world, different to that world. In the future, everything will be much clearer to us. In this world, things are still a bit hidden, a bit murkier. We're not 100% sure exactly what they're all about. Hadran Lach Elu Ovrin, Arach Elu Ovrin, Hadran Lach Elu Ovrin. Okay. Now we start Perek Revi'i, fourth Perek. For those of you who just joined, I mentioned it's worth mentioning that we're already over a year into the first cycle, into the cycle of Daf. That's even more crazy that we're going to finish Pesachim Mamash the week of Erev Pesach, right? So it'll make us see you at the Tanit Bechorot. But this parak is just worth mentioning. This parak is a famous parak of Makom Shina'agu. It's not only about Pesach. It starts off talking about Lasot Melachah Erev Pesachim, but it quickly goes into all other topics. And most of the shirim that you'll hear on minhag, a minhag amakom, minhag avot, whether we got to keep a minhag, what is a minhag, is it a neder, isn't it a neder, etc. This is really the makor, this parak is the makor for it. It's all about different minhagim, what you keep in your town, if you go from your town to another town, if you move towns. The whole question will come up, if your father is a minhag, for example, are you bound by that minhag? We'll see now, Gemara today, we'll see that question, are you bound by that minhag? A whole lot of shittas. Whether is it a minag le isur or nidnud isur, we'll see that also coming up. Is it a nidud that a minag which is prevented isur or just a minag? Is it a minag which is based in halacha or being based in practical stuff, time related, etc. It's a gemara in the darim which basically says that minagim are like nedir. So we need to write the darim. He quotes here in the introduction to the article, he quotes here in the end of the article, he says, there's a long deal, a long discussion about this, about Minhagim, in the Pri Chadash. It's just worth mentioning, because the Pri Chadash was, his name was Chizkia de Silva. He didn't live for very long. 1659, 1698, 39 years old. He was born in Italy and he died in Yerushalayim. He became the Rabbi Yerushalayim, actually, for a very short period of time. I heard a shiur recently of Rabbi Leibovitz. Leibovitz is the head of the Kollel program at YU. The big Talmud of Rav Shechter, and he quoted Rav Lichtenstein. They said Rav Lichtenstein is apparently meant to have said that he's never seen a pre-chadash which is something which is akum. The Pri Chadash, everything that he says made sense. Even quoted him the story saying that he once heard somebody quote a Pri Chadash. It didn't sound like it made sense. And he went and checked up. He said that wasn't what the Pri Chadash said. He was misquoted. And then he suddenly was felt much more relaxed because he felt Pri Chadash. But Pri Chadash embraced a lot of his stuff. On this, once I can send you, give you a great shir on Minhagim of Rav Leibovitz, which he quotes the Pri Chadash there. And it's all based around this Gemara, funny enough. I heard it the other day. All right. So let's start the Mishnah. Makom Shenagu. So in a place where they had a Minhag, La'asot melacha ba'arve psachim ad chatzot osin. There was some place where they would work until chatzot on every Pesach. It would work. Right, in a place where there was such a minag, you can go ahead and work. Makom shenagu shlo la'asot, ein osin. And where is minag not to work, then don't work. Look at Rashi Abi, chatzia yom for the half day. Shlo la'asot, place kadesh lo ye tarud melacha. Why wouldn't they want to have it work? Why did the minag not to work? So Lord, the women melacha. V'yishkach biru chemtzo, v'shkir ha-pesach, v'tikun matzah l'torech ha-layla. Lots of things to do at Pesach. Busy time of the year. Especially in times of Korban Pesach. So you've got to burn the chometz, you've got to make the matzah, you've got to organize your Pesach, you've got to go and find a nice place, quickly send someone else to grab a spot there on outside our abide there in Jerusalem. Make sure when your chabur is in place, I don't know, collect the money if necessary, or whatever the case is. A lot of work at Pesach. Right, we'll see in Parak Batra says, Chotvin Matzah, but Psachim. Okay, we'll get to that. So those are the reasons why not to work. And then Minhagim, when they did work. And then the Mishnah says, Alech Makom. Let's just take this Tosa very quickly over here. The Tosa worth looking at. Especially we went through the rest of the Gemara very fast, so we could have time on this. Makom Shenagu, Omer Ri B'Shem Riva. The Ri says like this, Mefaresh B'Yushalmi. The Shalmi says as follows, Mashna Arve Psachim Mishar Yom Tov. Why different? What different Pesach? It sounds like a question that the Haggai, the Seder, right? Why is this night different from all other nights? Why is this day different from all other days? Right? Why is Pesach different from every Yom Tov? It says, Mishum, this man Pesach, Michasot Veilach, Vaaf, Mashnah Pesach, Mishum, this man Pesach, Michasot Veilach. Erev Yom Tov, normal Erev Yom Tov, we aren't necessarily limited in certain times over here. Korban Pesach is only from Erev Yom Tov, from the afternoon. You can't bring a Korban Pesach in the morning. So, right? Va'af yachid ka'amar ha'atam b'shar yomot ha'shana ba'yom shvevi korban ha'asum melacha. And he says like this. This is Tosfot's question. He's asking, firstly, why is Pesach and Yom Tov different? He says, firstly, he says, because the Korban Pesach is from Chatzot. Normally, he says, Tosfot is a minag that any time that a person brings a Korban, a regular Korban, you bring a Korban, Nadava, whatever the case is, for you that's a Yom Tov, you don't do any work that day. Then why is only half the day? So the question he's starting off of here is, firstly, why is there another Yom Tov? And if it's because of the Korban Pesach, so then why only Chatzot Yom? It should be from the morning, like any day of a Korban. He says to the Yerushalmi, Mishum Derau Lakri Mishachin. There, on the normal day, when you bring a Korban, you can bring it early in the morning. So that's why it becomes a Yom Tov for you the whole day. Aval Pesach, Eino Yachol Lakrivo, El Achar Chatzot, Kedonafka, Mimit, Ben Arbaim. You only bring a Korban Pesach in the afternoon. So therefore, no point in not working the whole day. Uparich imken, Korban tamid chul lechol Yisrael, v'kreh b'chol yom, yeh b'chol yom asum melacha. Ice is an interesting question now. Not right today, so get off. A Korban tamid, if you meant to bring, have a chag every day that you bring a Korban, meant to be a yom tov, you can't do melacha. So then Korban tamid, which is brought every single day, every day should be a yom tov. Right? For some people it is. But I'm saying, Torah should be Yom Tov. He says, Umeshani Shain Tamid is different. Shatorah Hotem Lekla. The Torah exempted the Korban Tamid from this din of Yom Tov. Dichtiv. Vasafta de Ganecha. It says, you got to go and collect your wheat. Im Kol Yisrael Yoshrimu Batelim, me Yesof Len Dagan. I'm sure I'll be sitting at home celebrating the Korban Tamid. Who's going to go and collect their wheat for them? Umash Mahatan, Midoraita, Asura Venirat Apis Manazed, the Lake Akraba, Kaman Chenesar, as Asur Olam. It seems over here that Midoraita, he's talking now, I think, I'm not sure now, he says, Mashmah Adam, the Midoraita, Asura, and Zed Leka Akrava, it should be Asur to do Melocha at this time. I'm thinking about the Erev Pesach, from the time that you got the Korban or not. But yeah, it seems the Mishnah is telling us only a Minak. And the Mishnah carries on. Aulech Makom Shosin and Makom Shosin. Now, if you go from one place where they do Melocha to a place where they don't do Melocha, or Makom Shosin and Makom Shosin, or all the way around, place where they don't do Melocha to a place where they do Melocha, Notnin alav chumrei makom sheyatza misham v'chumrei makom sheyelech lesham. See that? Mishnah at this moment tells us we've got the chumras of both. So if you go to a place where they didn't do work, to a place where they do work, you don't work. If you go to a place where they did work, to a place where they don't work, you don't work. In other words, you always go to chumra. In this minag, you don't change the minag to the makom. So you don't suddenly, if you never worked, you don't suddenly start working. V'alishane adam mipnei machloki. He says, as a rule now, I think this is a general rule, right? You shouldn't change the minhag of the makom. Why? Rashi says, "Yabegorim parich mimakom shenotzin lemakom shenotzin v'ihinami lo yishane lavit." V'amart notin le'avchom re'makom. Rashi says, and the Gemara is going to immediately say, "I'll come to what you said in a second, Clav." But Rashi says over here, right? We said a second ago that you don't change the place from that. If you go to one place, you keep the chumras of both places. Immediately, the Mishnah says, "Don't change the minhag because of a don't have a machloket." Right? So Rashi says over here. That the Gemara practically asked, "Makom shenasinu, makom shenasin." V'ha'amart notin elav chumer makom. So why do we say give the chumers? That should cause machloket, right? So we'll see. We'll get to that. The Gemara says, "Kayotzei bo amolich perot shvit makom shekalu, makom shelo kalu." Same thing. If you take shmita produce, now we know the din of shmita produce. I says shekalu lechaya min asade. Right, so we know that during Shemitah, if there's still wild produce growing in the fields and the animals haven't eaten them all, then you can still use that produce in your house. But once it's finished in the fields and you can't, you've got to burn it. So it's the same idea. If you go from one place to another place, you've got to go to Dubil. Right, same idea. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Tzei v'havei lecha af ata. Tzei v'havei lecha af ata. Now, no one understands what this means. Rashi's over here. Mefarish, but Gemara will suit Rabbi Yehuda means in the Gemara. Okay, let's start. So remember that Klav asked a question about Chutz Laretz and said to actually an interesting machloket whether there was a time even in Israel where they would have 2 days of Malchiyot. I think the Rambam of the opinion there were some cities far away on the borders of Israel they would have 2 days of Malchiyot. So the question if you're going to go to a place where they never have it, it's never going to come back or not. It would depend. According to them, they were placed in Eretz Yisrael where there were 2 days of Galut, it might not be Sapash. But we'll get to that later. Okay. So when I says, Ma iria arve psachim. Why only? What's special here? Right, about arve psachim, erev Pesach. Rashi says, Ma iria arve psachim diktani ad chatzot b'min haga. Michlal de michatzot halan asur. Implies over here that the minag is up until chatzot. Right, which seems to Rashi says from Chatzot, everybody seems says Asur. V'lamele mitni Chatzot lashmir and hachtiyuka. Why so specific? Hakol areyamim tovim asriu. All Erev Yom Tov is Asur from Chatzot. Means right, in the we're saying over here, you got back on Ed. Welcome. Okay. What's going on over here? Tanya osem lacha ba'arve shabbat tovim mitovim min amincho lemala. Yeah, Gemara requires a brighter and it brought la locha. It's someone who does melocha ba'arve shabbatot v'im tovim min amincha lemaala from mincha onwards einu ro'e sima bracha le'olam. So it's asked to do a melocha anytime on Erev Yom Tov for Erev Shabbos. What's special about Pesach? Was nahatam min amincha lemaala u da'asur samuch lemincha lo. Says there it's only from mincha, meaning I suppose mincha ketana via right. Hacha michatzot here from chatzot was ina mihatam sima bracha hud lo chazi. He says, and other differences as well. Hatam siman brocha. He wants to siman brocha. Aval shamute lo mishmatinan. We don't put him into chayrim. His problem. Don't want to see brocha in your work. That's your problem. Aval hacha shamute nami mishmatinan. We put him into chayrim. Okay, it was like a kufa. Now we're going to discuss this brighter which we brought. Now we left our mishnah for a moment. Brought this brighter. But anybody does melocha, Erev Shabbos near Yom Tov won't see Simon Brocha. Moshe Shabbat Moshe Yom Tov, the bride goes wider. Osem lacha ba'avah Shabbat Tov Erev Yom Tovim min amincha lemaala. Uve Moshe Shabbat, listen to this. Uve Moshe Yom Tov, Moshe Yom Kippurim. Even Moshe Yom Tov, Moshe Shabbos. Let's see where the idea of Tosefet Shabbos comes in. Look at Rashi. Samuch, there's no Rashi there. Uve Moshe Shabbat, is it not Rashi there? Yeah, is it Rashi there? ובמוצאי שבת, משום כבוד שבת, שמוסיפים מכל לקודש. Right? ובמוצאי יום טוב, זה יום כיפורים, בכל מקום שיש שם נידנוד עבירה. See that this is an interesting word. נידנוד עבירה. נידנוד עבירה means anything that you might come to becoming close to doing an עבירה. Okay? And what says, לטויה תעני ציבור, even a fast day, אינו רואה סימן ברכה לו, למקרה שלי תעני ציבור, עשו מלאכה במסכת תענית, אף יוד בית, ועושי את זה, כשהיו מתענין על הגשמים, they were fasting for rain, אבל those were the particular fast, actually for them, you weren't done to do מלאכה. You had to be part of the tzibur, it would have taken off work to go and daven for rain. אבל שאר תני ציבור לא. כמה שמואל, אין חומר תני ציבור בבבא. אבל כאלה תעניות נדלך, זה עשיר שמי תשובה, לא עשיר שמי תשובה, נדלך, עשיר הרבה טייבת, all those things, you're out of work, but if you had a special fast day for rains, they bring up the, the Aron Kodesh to the, to the courtyard, we'll see all the Masechet Tanit, the whole story there, or they'll do Beren. Tera Benan. Yes, Zariz, Beniskar, now the Gemara is sidetracking a little bit, but we're still talking here about people getting schar for the Meloch or not. So it says, Yes, Zariz, Beniskar, Yes, Zariz, Benifsat. Says that those people who was rizim, or actually says bal melacha, people who are efficient, productive, and they get schar, and those who are not productive, they don't get schar. Yesh shafel v'niskar, right? There are those who aren't at all productive, right? In other words, they like I don't know shafel v'niskar shadaviyah shaviskar v'niskar v'yesh shafel v'nifsad. It doesn't actually translate here what shafel means. I suppose they aren't productive, aren't as efficient, aren't as industrious, I suppose is the word. And there's those who aren't industrious and they nonetheless benefit, they get a schar. And those that aren't and they lose out. Zariz v'niskar. So what's a zariz v'niskar? The avid kulei shabte v'lo avid v'mala shabte. He works the whole week, doesn't work erev Shabbos. And therefore he's got a schar because he worked the whole week, but also his schar could never work erev Shabbos. Zariz v'nifsad, a person who is very industrious, but he lost out. What's that? David kula shabta, v'avid v'mala shabta. He worked the whole week and he worked erev Shabbos. Shafel v'niskar, what's a guy who's shafel, a lazy guy, and still nonetheless he got schar? The lo avid kula shabta, he never worked all week, right? V'lo avid v'mala shabta. So he got schar from the fact that he never worked erev Shabbos. He never worked the whole week anyhow, right? But at least erev Shabbos, the fact that he worked erev Shabbos was lischuto, because it was erev Shabbos. Shafel v'nifsat, what's
a Erev Shabbos, they're talking about the whole day, because in the Pesach, they were talking about the morning.
Pesach, we're talking here, Erev min ha-mincha u'lamala. That's what we saw a moment ago. We already defined that we said, the Gemara asked, what's the difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos? So we said, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontev, it's asked to work from min ha-mincha u'lamala. Of Erev Pesach, it's from Chatzot. So we're discussing here, I think, from mincha u'lamala. I think that's what we're talking about. V'lo avi u'lamala shabta. No, with mincha, what we said was the minag not to work in the morning because Rashi said that it was from the diuk that it appears that mina mincha ulemal it's asur to on I mean from chatzot it's asur to work near Pesach. There was a minag not to work even in the morning. I think that's what Rashi said that's what explained the minag near Pesach. Right, so v'lo avid u'lemal shabta shafel v'nifsad de lo avid kula shabta. Look at this, a guy who's a lazy bum. And he still nifsad has that. The Avi Kula Shabta, and he doesn't work the whole week. And he remembers, if Avi B'malah B'Shabbat, every Shabbos he really goes and doesn't work. Right? So a guy like this, the only time he should have not have worked is when he did work. So he's mafsid. So I'm a Rav. Rav says like this. This is the nice little. I don't know if it's a bit of a joke or what. But it's Hani Nashin and Mechoza. Our women in Mechoza seems like they were. It didn't work very much. He says Afal Gav De Lo Avdan Avidet B'malah Shabta. They didn't do any work Erev Shabbos. Mishum mifan kutahu. They were spoiled. Daha kol yom enami loka. They never worked the whole week either. Right? They never worked. Afilu achi, shafel v'niskan karinan lehu. They are called shafel v'niskar. They fit into the category of those people who don't work ever. And they still get the schar. They didn't work Erev Shabbos either. Okay? So, a bit of humor maybe. I think I've said this before, where the guy in our shul growing up in South Africa, Professor Moshe Sharon, was a big time Yechochem, but he wasn't scared to make like some comments on the Amoraim and the Tanaim, and he would say, often you read a Gemara, you come across a Gemara, and it sounds off the wall, and you take people that have spent thousands of years or hundreds of years writing a Chidushim and trying to work out what it was in Machlokot. Says Tachlis, the guys were sitting in the Midrash for 20 hours. They were tired. The guy cracked the joke. So he cracked the joke and it got written down to the Gemara and everyone's trying to work it out. I don't know, but it sounds to me over here that Rava was trying to crack a bit of a joke about the woman in Mechoz who didn't work. But he said, nonetheless, they were still niskar on there that they never worked at Erev Shabbos and they got a bit of schar for it. Okay, Rava.
What's your definition?
Sorry?
Any
I can't hear you.
Any of the 39 malachas? What's your definition of work? Any 39 malachot?
I don't think
work for a living.
I think that you would be considered a shafel v'niskar. Don't worry about it. You're okay. so So he says, Rabbi Kiti, Rabbi brought a bit of a steer in the Psukim. Ki gadol ad shamayim chazdecha. On the one hand it says, ki gadol ad shamayim chazdecha. Rabbi Yochesi is great ad shamayim. Uchtiv, and another pasuk says, ki gadol me'al shamayim chazdecha. And that Yochesi is me'al shamayim. So the one pasuk says, ad shamayim, and the one says, above shamayim. Says, ha'ket, so it says, kan bosi nishma, v'chan bosi shlo nishma. So that depends. People who do melocha nishma, so they are me'al shamayim, people who don't do melocha nishma, they are bashamayim. Rav Yudah, Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Rav. Lo'lam yasok adam ha-Torah mitzvot. This is a very important Gemara, this we've quoted lots of times. It comes up in Sanhedrin, quoted in the Rambam. And he says that, lo'lam yasok adam ha-Torah mitzvot, af al pi shelo lishma. It doesn't make a difference what your motives are. A person should learn Torah and do mitzvahs, even if it's not lishma. Why? He says, shemitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. Because in the end, a person will ultimately come to do it for the right reasons. If we don't think, I like learning Gemara, but I don't really think it's Torah Min HaShamayim, just I like the academic, intellectual stimulus that it gives you, it doesn't matter, learn Gemara. That's, I think, the idea of it. Torah Rabbanan. So now, while we're on this, Gemara brings a couple of interesting pieces of Musar Aviyah. HaMetzapeh L'Schar Ishto V'Reichayim Eino Roe Sima Brach El Olam. Again, I don't know how to explain this, but it says, if a person's relying, I think, person who's relying on his wife to make the to earn a living over here, right? Or he's relying on his rechaim. His rechaim is like the what do you call it? The grinding story. What's the rechaim? What's the English word for rechaim? A mill, a press, a mill, right? Like a grinding stone. I think that's the word, right? He says, and he's not going to see much sima brocha in his life. And he's not going to get. In other words, don't rely too heavily on either of those two sources of income. Schar ishto mitkulata. Right? So look at Rashi over here, mitkulata. He says, what does he mean by schar ishto? Mitkulata, Rashi over here, is a noteret moznai. Mitkulata here is a scales. She takes the scales in her hand. Vomalechet b'shuk laskiran l'chol atshichin. The schar moshe, mitpaze ishto al schar muat. What's his wife going to do? Especially not hardly. We're not discussing women today who are powerhouses, you know, who are lawyers and accountants and heads of banks. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking. They're talking over here about an uneducated woman in their times, never had a profession. And what would she do? She'd take a scale and she'd go into the market and she'd provide weighting sorts of people and she'd end up having to expose her arms or out. She'd be working and picking things up and working very hard and not seeing very much income. Also, Rechai, it says Agarta. Look at Rashi, when we say Rechai, we're talking about if you rent your stuff. Rashi says Agarta, Schar Rechai, Shemaskirin. Torah Gadol V'Schamon. If you go outside and you put your grinding stone up there for rental, you charge guys for a bit of time to use it, it's a lot of hard work, you're not going to get very much income. So Rashi, Aval Avda U'Mezabna, says the Gemara. But if you're going to go out there and you're going to buy and sell, right, look at Rashi, Aval Kone Rechai, M'Mochran, Arehu Keshar Perkmatia. That's where you're becoming, if you're trading in these sorts of things, right? If you're trading in scales and stuff, that's good business. Ishtabuchem, ishtabechba, right? The pasuk says there, it gives you a lot of praiseworthy by kraditiv. Sadin astavitimkor, even a woman over here, right? Sadin astavitimkor, she made a blanket and she went and she sold it. It's in Eshet Chayil. Sadin astavitimkor, if she's a businesswoman, right? Or something in those cases, that's really a different story all together. Tarabadan, amistaker bekanim, ubekan kanim, and also bracha lola. So I said, yeah, people who trade, who their business is in kanim, Rashi Zaviyah kanim, kol maklot takim, kari kanim, any small sticks are called kanim, shosim mehen gderot u'mechitzot, that you make fences from them. The Gemara never knew in those days about the steel business, right? Because these fence and gate companies make a killing. But anyhow, we're talking about wood over here, I suppose. Right? This is Amistake Bekanu Bekan Kanim, Enroy over the Kankim, little jugs. Enroy Simon Bracha Lola. You're not going to see much Brocha. My time is Gemara. The Gemara has a different reason over here. He says, Kevin de Nafish Apchazayu. He says, Nafach Nefach Shelahim. They had huge quantities. Shalte Behu Inna. People see you having huge stock. And they bring an Ayin Ara on you. So that's why. In other words, keep a low life, keep a low profile. Don't do things that are too high profile over here. Right? Tarabanan. Tigre Simta. Rashi says, what are Tigre Simta? Yoshvinu Mochin Bashuk. Right? People who sit in the corner in the Simta, like the merchants who got their little place in the market. Umegadle b'hem adaka, people who farm small animals. V'kotzatze ila not tovot. Right, Rashi says, "Yakotzei not tovot lemochran leitzim." You cut down the tree still for firewood. Hakol timehim umal izin alehem. People are all surprised by them and mock them. Umitoch kach ayn sholetet b'hem v'tzaakat b'nei adam. So I'm not sure exactly why, but all these things have attract attention to people. They see you doing what you're doing. They mock you, etc. Because they not tovot rashes v'notnin enehen b'chelik yafe. Or another type of person, what is the person who's always, look at Rashi, k'shechokim imachem, when you split with other people, other stuff, tamid makvin nitol chelik, you always want the best part. So people don't like this, and they end up, eino roi sima brachat olam, my time is to go, why? The tau be'inshei, people are busy looking and marveling at you, whatever the case is, being taken up with what you're doing, and therefore, there's ayin hara over here.
Okay. Are these just observations, or are they like warnings, or pseudo
to
people not to go into these
I think, isn't it two sides of the same coin? Observations or warnings, no? If they're observations, it means that they happened, and therefore it's
Not relevant anymore, then it's, you can just say it's an observation in those days.
But David, I think you can vouch from first hand experience, not you personally, but from close, that when people are in the spotlight and they're doing very, very well, people look at them and people start causing them problems. So I don't think that it's changed. Maybe this, maybe the examples are different, but I think the circumstances are the same. That people, there's jealousy and there's ayin hara and people cause problems. And when people look at you and don't, and think what you're doing is you're too successful, then they start causing you problems. You know? Tana barat. Dalet prutot ein bahem siman bracha olam. Listen to this. There are four prutot. I don't know what he means over here, but which ein ro bahem, there's no broch in them. Schar types of, I suppose, if you're earning money from a type of a trade. Schar kotvin, those who write. So in other words, Rashi says over here, you know, writing, but I think talking about writing is for Torah. The schar meturgamini, the guys who translators. The schar yatomim. Schar Yatomim, Rashi says here. Rashi Meturgamim Shomdim Yifnei Hachacham Shabbatot V'Shomim Mipiv V'Shmashmini Rabbim. Guys who stand in front of the Tana and they translate his drosha. V'Schar Yatomim, Rashi says, Motomim L'Machtzit Schar. People who work for the orphans and they take 50% of the income. In other words, they manage their wealth and they look after them, take their money. U'Ma'ot Tavod Minat Hayam. Look at this. Minat Hayam Mishloach Svinotav Tavim Makom Sakana. And traders who use like shippers, right? Because their boats are always at the risk of pirates, right? So he says, "Bishlo meschar meturgaminin." We understand the guy who's standing up there in public translating the shir mishum demechsei keschar Shabbat. Looks like he's working on Shabbos. When does the Rav give a shir? Gives a shir on Shabbos. He's working on Shabbos. Umaot yetrim namin, a guy who's working for orphans. You understand as well, right? Lav b'nei mechila ninu, right? I'm not sure what he means with love b'nei mechila. I suppose they're not very very forgiving because they're taking the orphan's money. Ma'ot habob b'inat hayam, and people with shippers, mishum de lav kol yom ha-mitrachish nisa. He says we understand why they're in danger because not every day there's a miracle. A miracle is when the boat arrives safely, right? It was, I remember the letter my foifa used to say with regards to saying the brocha of Hagomel, right. Hagomel. So people used to say, people still do this. Some people say Hagomel is trying to find an airplane. So I think it was him who said, he says, every time an airplane lands, there's a newspaper article that today the airplane landed safely, then not only should you say, because Hagomel, you shouldn't be flying in the airplane. But if it's only every now and again an airplane crashes, and it's such a big deal the airplane crashes that they make a whole big fuss and the newspapers all over the airplane crashing, it means as a rule airplanes arrive safely. There was probably no need to make Birkat HaGomel. So I suppose the Gemara is saying over here, maybe this is where he might have got it from. The Gemara is saying it's not every day there's a miracle that a boat arrives safely, right? And when a boat arrives safely, it's a miracle. So that's why you shouldn't put your money into shipping, because it's not going to be so serious. But Ella, the Gemara understands all of these things. Ella, the Gemara, what the Gemara can't understand is, said a schar kotvin, my timer, what's the problem with schar kotvin? God writing Sifrei Torah. Why is that you're not going to see brocha from? So I'm Shimon Levi, he says, kaf dalet taniot, yashvu an shekhez agadola, al kotvei sofri. Tefillin and Mezuzah Shalei Kashru. The Achik is going to set their 24 fasts. They fasted for 24 times. So why? So that people who are writing Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzah should become rich. Why? She'il Malei Mit Ashrin Ein Kotvin. If they become rich, they stop writing. So they wanted the Sofrim to always have to work. Otherwise, there wouldn't be Sofrim around. So that's why the Gemara says that writing is a Sofrim. Don't expect to become rich from it. So the Gemara says, Tanah Rabbanan, Kotves, Sofrim, Tfilin, Mezuzot, Hein, V'tagrehen, 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 V'chol Oskim, Melechat Shamayim, Litre, Mochet Chedet, Einan, Roin, Tzivan, Brachel, Olam, V'im, Oskim, Nishma, Roin. The Gemara ends up and says, no, because another Brighton says like this, you write the Kotves, Sofrim, Tfilin, Mezuzot, etc., them and their traders, and all the other traders, V'chol Oskim, Melechat Shamayim, Litre, Mochet, Tzivan, Tzitzit, anybody in the Judaica industry. Right? Whether you're the software or you're the trader or you're the marketer or you're the whatever the case is, they won't see brocha unless if they do it ishma, they will see it. Look at Rashi over here. Im oskin ishma, liot hamitzvah mitzuya letzrichin la, roim, they will see brocha, tohil v'lishma osin lo yanichu b'shvil oshan. Even though they're going to get rich, they won't abandon it because they understand they commit to the mitzvah and for them it's shlichut. Therefore, they'll do it. And they're not part of this bunch of people. All they do is make a bit of money. And if the first opportunity they've got a bit of money, they're going to bump out. Okay, now, B'nai Baishun. This is where we start the issue of Minhagim now. So B'nai Baishun, Rashi doesn't say it, but one of the dayot of B'nai Baishun is Beit Sha'an. That's what I heard from Rav Leibovitz. He said that one of the opinions was Beit Sha'an, that by B'nai Baishun are from Beit Sha'an. I'm looking at Rabbi Nachman Levinson's side over here. But he said, like, it's B'nai Baishun, now who do lo havu azdin mitzor letzidon b'male shabta. So there was a shuk, Rashi over here, the Yom HaShuk, they had a shuk in Tzidon, on Erev Shabbos, and they were machmir on Atzman that they wouldn't go there. Shloli batel mitzor HaShabbos. They wouldn't go to the market on that day. Why? Because they didn't want to be mevatel to be taken up busy with work and not do everything for Shabbos. Right? Atu benayu. So their children, the next generation, came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amru is Rabbi Yochanan. Avatin ifshalehu. Our parents look at Rashi ifshalehu. Limanami ashuk shashimi. They were rich guys. They had to work on a Friday. Right? We're rich guys. Anan lo ifshalehu. We aren't. He says they're not so rich. Their next generation. Right, so they want to know, can they be moichel now the minag and start going to the market on a Friday? So Amar Lahu, he said to them, Kfar kibra avotechem alachim, shenem, they've been accepted by your forefathers, shenemar, shma b'ni musar avicha, v'al titosh torat imecha. Okay, let's end of the video. We'll stop here.